It says, Paul was praying that we would become reservoirs of his wisdom and knowledge, right? We found that out Wednesday night, didn't we? That we would become reservoirs. You know what a reservoir is? Something that has much stored up. Now he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. In all wisdom, what will it do? Teach, admonish. It will teach, admonish one another how? In psalms, hymns, and what else? Notice that it says spiritual song, that most believers have very little knowledge of. What we think a spiritual song is when we get real loud. A spiritual song is a song that's coming out of your spirit. It could be in your known language. It could be, but most time it's not. It's a language that you don't know. But he said, let that word dwell in you. Notice what he said. Let that word dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. What are you doing? You're learning how to handle spiritual things, because the enemy wants to deceive you and lead you in a direction that is away from God, that is not helpful to you, but leading you into a place where he can destroy you, leave you like you don't want to be, and do you like you don't want to be done.
Amen.
And put stuff on you that you don't want on you. And cause you to suffer with things that you shouldn't be suffering with.
All right.
Because you have already been redeemed.
Yeah.
Once you're joined to Christ, once you're born again, you have now been joined to God, which tells you that I have been set free. All of my sins have been completely, totally cancellated. Cancel out. It doesn't exist with me anymore. Doesn't exist with God anymore. Because God don't have sin. He doesn't have sin. So now he has joined me to him that I have no sin. That's why scripture she just read, for he made him to be what? For he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. Are you in the house? He made him to be what you were so he could remove from you what you are and become what he is. And he's the righteousness of God. He is the righteousness of God. And therefore, when I became what he is, I became the righteousness of God. What you mean, righteousness? I am in right standing with God. If you want to just get downright to the flat, straight out, untarnished truth, I have been made like God. But you have to keep going and meditating on this word and get to that register in your spirit. And people that don't spend time with the word, but yet they're born again, and yet they say they're saved, but they don't exercise their spirit. Their spirit man is starving. He's clunked up. How many of you ever know you're supposed, you know, doc, you go to the doctor, he say, you need to walk. Anybody else? You need to exercise. And you go to the house and sit up on the couch and sit in front of the TV and eat and eat and eat. Oh, these joints killing me. Oh, I reckon so. What have you done to your body? You have cheated your body because your flesh didn't want to be bothered. And you know that if you exercise, it's going to feel good. When you first start, anybody know when you start to exercise, you're going to have some sore joints. You don't feel good. But you just stay at it. After a while, what sewing is going to lead. What I'm saying, that body will do what? Stiffen up on you, won't have move, won't... come on. This is what we got in the realm of the spirit. We got a whole bunch of saints that's sitting around stiff. Unusable. Need oiling up by the Holy Ghost. Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. Well, your spirit wants to be turned loose, and you got the flesh in charge. You got the mind in charge. Hello. And then when trouble come up, oh my God, what am I going to do? If you've been doing what you're supposed to do, you would say, devil, you better get out of here. You better stop that. That ain't mine. That's not mine. And so he said, let the word of Christ do what? Dwell in you richly. Notice in all. With how much wisdom? And all wisdom. Now, Ephesians tells us in Ephesians 3:10, it talks about, in one translation, because King James don't say it that way, but it says many sides wisdom. There's many sides to wisdom. Wisdom know everything. And wisdom, there's nothing that wisdom don't know and can't do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Wisdom said, writing in Paul's writing, the 8th chapter of Proverbs, he said, wisdom said, when before God did anything, he called me forth. I'll write that with him. Okay. All right. Before he made anything was formed, shaped, or did anything, I was right there, standing at his master craftsman. Just, and God spoke, and I brought it to pass. I showed him what to do, a wisdom from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Matter of fact, I think we got time. Let's look at. Yes, sir. Let's look at that scripture again. Can y'all, are you able to put that up? Colossians 1:9, and that's in the Passion Translation. I believe that's the one I want. Colossians, let's see. Ooh. Are you with me?